Hello everyone. This has been laying very heavy on my heart, and this is one of the most, I've got a lot of videos I've got to make about covering a lot of topics and a lot of things which are really annoying me at the moment, really annoying me. But this, more than anything else, is devastating. I mean, it's heartbreaking, and I'm going to make this video in such a way that I'm trying to make people angry. I'm trying to make people angry. It's upsetting, but you've got to be angry. You've got to be angry. The obvious way to for depopulation, of course, is babies. It's always going to be miscarriages and stillborns. And we've got a massive, massive scandal, a massive scandal of the most monumental proportions unfolding that we need to try and get the word out about. Okay, so this is a video that's recently emerged. In the last couple of days, I've just seen it. Exposed 13 stillborn deaths in 24 hours. Okay, this is Dr. Mel Bruchet and Dr. Daniel Nagas. And they're saying that, you know, that they've filed a criminal complaint. Again, we've seen this before. The police are going through the motions. They're accepting the reports. They're agreeing on the face of it that it is murder and it's breaking the Nuremberg Code, but I don't believe any of them are ever going to get anywhere, because the problem we've got is the court system. The Freemasonic court system is corrupt, and it's political, and it has to go. It has to go. We'll find out it has to go. I mean, I'll come to Dr. David Martin in a minute, but I mean, he'll be saying that he's doing all this to try and lobby the court system to try and get the attention of a Supreme Court judge. They're all Jesuits, all of them, I think, pretty much. They're all Freemasons or Jesuits. Okay, so it's not going to go anywhere, I'm afraid. It's not going to go anywhere unless we do something about it. 13 in 24 hours, criminal complaint. Okay, so I want to refer you to, and also, of course, that's in Canada. In the UK, we've got whistleblowers here telling us that the hospital morgues are full of newborn stillborns. And at a rate 10 times above norm, 10 times above norm.
And what I've seen is a lot of newborn babies in the fridges, in the mortuaries.
So if you want to talk about the number of newborn babies that you've seen in the mortuaries?
Oh, they're really high.
They're up at about 30 in one hospital.
And how many would they usually have?
They have fridges that will hold about 6 to 10 maximum. And they're never normally full, but now they're all in the adult section.
So there's about maybe 10 times the rate that they would usually have.
Yeah, and obviously there are either miscarried or full-term birth, stillbirths.
10 times higher, he says, than a normal. Okay, so I want to refer you to this article here. Okay, so back in March 2021, they already knew that the vaccines cause spontaneous miscarriages or stillbirths. We've got a later study now, September 22nd this came out. Study shows that this is mind-blowing. And this is the New England Journal of Medicine, the one that Fauci writes in, amongst other people. Yeah? Study shows that up to 8 in 10 women had a miscarriage after getting the COVID vaccine. Okay, that's monumental. Let me just... This is the criteria. Another thing to note at this study. Okay, so to more precisely calculate the miscarriage, we have to remember that miscarriage by definition occurred before the 20-week gestation mark. This means that all 700 women who received the vaccine in the third trimester must be excluded from the calculation because they were already past being able to have a technical miscarriage. So what was the real figure? So really 104. This is mind-blowing. 104 out of 127 women experienced a miscarriage. Okay, that's a rate of 81.9%, or 8 out of 10 women.
Hi there, I'm outside your building and we are here to report a crime of 13 stillborn deaths.
Okay, sorry, did we not just have an officer outside speaking to you?
I just arrived, actually. We are having trouble getting any police officer to deal with this situation.
We are comfortable with Dr. Nagas.
This guy is trying to help us.
I know. We're comfortable if you would talk to Dr. Nagas. We don't need to be right in there, but He's a doctor.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I'm not going to be talking about any offenses here in this open forum. I just won't.
Okay. That's
fine. I'm asking this group to please leave this property.
No.
You can do the demonstration on the sidewalk, which was...
Babies are being murdered.
This is public property.
We know
that
we're interrupting.
This is not the premise.
If we don't do it here with the police, who do we do it with?
You do it with the police.
Okay.
Not like this.
No, okay.
We're buying and selling things.
The doctor would like to speak to somebody.
Here we go.
He's
good.
And so that would be great. And we'll hang around because we are here in support.
You can do that.
Yeah.
Can
you take him inside?
People out on the sidewalk, and then one or two of us come in and talk to you. Is that doable?
We can start with one at a time, sure.
Okay.
A peaceful demonstration is allowed to happen.
It is.
We can make reports in a proper fashion.
Right?
Yeah. However, right now, this is disrupting, obviously, the public doesn't even have access to our door right now. Do you see that?
Sorry?
A general public doesn't even have access to our door right now.
We want to protect all these little children.
A word of thanks would be good, people. He's doing what he can.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for...
Anyway, you're going to come back out and tell us what
no,
you
I'm
said.
No, I'm going. I don't want to hang out with you, Eddie. Yes.
You're going to come back out and tell us what you said, what they said, right? Yeah.
Do you feel
adequate? So we'll wait for you.
This is an opportunity. We're at the RCMP detachment, and this is where you would normally go to file a police report and a criminal claim. I have suspicions that the policies being enacted upon the citizens of BC are motivated not in the interests of public health, but are rather motivated by financial interests. And we need to ask the RCMP to conduct an investigation, a forensic investigation, into discovering whether or not there are conflicts of interest affecting our health minister, causing her to institute policies that are harmful to British Columbians. And so, additionally, we have the executive at the College of Physicians and Surgeons of BC, Dr. Heidi M. Euter, Dr. Michael Murray, Dr. Derek Vister, and Dr. David Unger, and Mr. Graham Kirsted, and Dr. Michael Epp. We will be filing charges against them from the College of Physicians and Surgeons of BC for having conflicts of interest, causing them to act not in the best interest of the patients of BC.
Let's fucking say.
Thank you. We're passionate. We're good people.
So back in 15th of September 2020, stillbirth rates rise dramatically during pandemic. Guess what the original link is? It's the lockdown. The lockdown caused, according to this, based on 20,000 women across 9 hospitals in Nepal, there was a 50% rise. The sharpest rise was observed during the first 4 weeks of the lockdown. COVID-related, so these will be put down as COVID-related, but they were actually caused by the lockdown. Okay, they were caused by the lockdown, not by COVID. So initially we had a massive rise, well, a big rise, 50% rise, caused by the lockdown, and now a even bigger rise caused by the vaccine. 104 out of 127. We are living on a crazy planet. On a crazy planet. This is what happens with a corrupt media and corrupt politicians. We're living in a bizarre world. You know, it's almost surreal, isn't it, in the extreme, that it comes down to people like me just... I mean, and it's all there in plain sight. So what, we've got a massive problem with doctors and the healthcare profession. They're all under some sort of authoritative spell. I mean, this is just sick.
How is it you speak out and so few other doctors do?
I've always been a bit of a doo-doo disturber. And that's what got me through medical school. Graduating high in my class because I kept it simple. I wanted to make sure on the exam that I knew a whole lot about the common things, not the minutia. And it's worked. And I'm a lucky man.
your credentials just for the
MDBA, family doc. Over 50 years.
From where?
Sorry?
Where was your practice or your medical school?
There's a UBC, class of 67. And at that time, it was about 10 women and the rest were guys. Now, more women. And they are only in the office 2 days a week, and it's a problem. This, I said this right at the beginning. I think I can do this. And I was talking about ivermectin and busting this hoax. And I said to all the guys that were my converts, I said, all I'm up against is big pharma, corrupt government, corrupt media, corrupt, and that's their game. And they pulled it off, almost, because the media works both ways, and we're coming up from the rear, but we're going to blow past them at the finish line, because it's over. However you want to define it, we're on the side of God, we're on the good side, we're don't like the devil, and that's what they all are. That's on the religious basis. It's the science, it's the science. No matter how you slice it, you can't be this way and that way. And in people's defense, I mean, who do they believe? I remember Ford in Ontario. He said, he was frustrated. He said, what am I supposed to do? One doctor tells me this, the other doctor tells me that. That's a very valid comment. We are what we are. I don't think that we have really changed as humans one iota since the Garden of Eden or wherever we began, because the sins are the same, the jealousy, the whatever. There's just a lot more of us, and we know about it in a nanosecond. I mean, is this planet had enough of COVID? The Americans think it's over. Listen, look at the football game. That's all that matters. Forget this COVID crap. My team. I think it was excellent. They both were accommodating. What we have is the paperwork for both of us to start a suit against the College of Physicians and Surgeons and everybody involved. And so a detective has to contact us and get the details. A detective can then go to Bonnie and check her, you know, has she got an extra large payment? Yeah, I think it was good. I mean, Daniel was excellent pushing the points, and we got an investigation started. So, like Churchill said, this is not the end. This is the beginning of the end. This is the beginning of the end.
In my opinion, this is the biggest and most urgent thing we got going forward. And again, I just want to try and explain to you how these people think. I've been with these people. I mean, I've been not Boris and not Boris's dad, but people exactly like him, just like him, of that clique. And I've spoke to them in private, you know, as you do through in life. You meet all sorts of people, and I'm pretty good at sort of befriending anyone. And I'll, you know, but I'll listen to them, and I'll do a Columbo on them, you know. I'll make them feel at ease, so I get information from them. And then drop a bombshell at the end or something. But these people despise us. They absolutely despise us. And I mean, this is, I mean, they really do. I mean, Undermenschen, as the Nazi. I mean, I think it's like the Nazis thought of, you know, Undermenschen. These are people that aren't worth, these are people that aren't worth living, that aren't worth, you know, useless eaters. I mean, it's again, it's Nazi ideology, it's Nazi.
Hello, everybody. How are you? Thank you very, very much for coming today.
97% of the mass of mammals on this planet is humans, and our animals, yes, our domestic animals. Just 3% is left for the wild. So, how
so sad.
Do we start to rebalance it? And I think we certainly could start basing
some
to do
of
that.
The human beings for the animals. That, well, that would. Couldn't we? That would be.
We could have a vote later.
I mean, just to give you an example, this is Boris here. I mean, Boris in front of little children. And you're, you know, this is actually pretty sick, in my opinion. I mean, this is, he actually expects these little children to laugh at the idea of, you know, murdering humans and feeding them to animals, because to these people, animals are more important than humans. Yeah, they have a lot of love for animals, and, I mean, yeah, they have a lot of love for animals, but, and also clits. Yeah, she wants to save clits. A female, she's really obsessed, and her friend are obsessed with, getting Boris to make female genital mutilation, female circumcision illegal, which of course, you know, it's not very nice, it's horrible, but, are these the biggest issues in the world? I mean, there is absolute silence from these people, when it comes to what we've done. What we've done in Yemen. In Yemen, there are 2.3 million children on the brink of starvation. I mean, you know, this is caused by, it's caused by a war that we funded. We supplied the Saudis with the weapons to do this. And they are just, you know, they are the crypto Jews in the Middle East. They're in bed with Israel. They are bombing the poorest country in the world. Haven't we got a bit of an appetite for bombing the poorest? Afghanistan, Yemen, you know, these, and the children are starving. Yet these people don't give a shit about them. There's no coverage on the news. All we're getting is race baiting as usual. You know, with fake terrorist attacks done by alleged, you know, immigrants. And this just made me feel, you know, physically sick today. COVID news like this is today. Data reveals Witty urges pregnant women to get vaccinated. So they are all in on it. They're all in on the depopulation agenda. And they're urging people to murder your babies. That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. And it's the rich. I've been with these people. I know how these people think. They hate you. They despise you. You are Undermenschen. You are useless eaters. You know, you're running around going, all the Jews think we're Goyim. Your own people, your own upper classes, the Oxford classes, think you are Goyim, think you are Undermenschen, think you are not worthy to live or breed or give babies or have babies. And they're killing you. Yes, right now.
You have to get population under control as well. Boris, I want to tell you that I have other children who are also having babies.
Have a sense of what the carrying capacity of Britain is, or of the world as a whole? Or?
Well, Britain, I'd put it at 10 or 15 million.
UK population, 66 million, 15 million by 2025.
I think that'd be absolutely fine. I mean, that would do us really splendidly at a limit, 2025. What is, in the end, the problem? The end, the problem is the human race. The end, the problem is the human race.
So what we learn about Stanley Johnson is he was the guy, the main guy in charge of UK policy, government policy, which is globalist policy, right from back in the 70s, you know, with the environmental movement. He was in charge of the environmental movement for the UK government, and he was a spy out of Oxford. Now, the things he revealed, so he is a insider, total insider on this agenda. Anything he says what's going to happen in the future is going to happen. It's in the script.
Last night, we received a file with a whole bunch of material, which is so far-reaching, it's difficult to summarize here. Now, we know all about the research coming out of Spain supporting the idea that at least some of the batches of coronavirus shots have graphene oxide in them, despite the medical establishment, of course, repeatedly claiming otherwise. Now, Dr. Love says that graphene oxide is what's to blame for the flu-like symptoms of COVID-19, and she says that graphene oxide is included as a way to deliver nanotechnology into our blood. But listen to this. Dr. Love says that Johnson & Johnson's vaccines trigger mass sterility and include components of Ebola and the Marburg virus. In Dr. Love's words, they aren't simply pretending to fight this pandemic. They're deliberately paving the way for the next one, which will be far deadlier.
However, during that research, I discovered something even more worrisome. In April, Bill Gates' Gavi published an article on their website stating that Marburg was the next big pandemic that we have to worry about. Marburg is a relatively rare hemorrhagic fever. We've only had 16 cases since 2005. What does Bill Gates and Gavi know that we don't know? Why would this be a threat? Why would the world Health Organization, mainstream media be publishing articles about this rare disease?
Gas explosion tears through Russian bioweapons lab containing smallpox, Ebola, and HIV virus, sparking major emergency.
That is absolutely wonderful, because as an environmentalist, I say to myself, the best possible news would be some mega emergency which got rid of huge chunks of the human race.
Okay, so TheEagle.com. It's a website which is quoted as a reliable source by government and CIA and official sources. However, it is a website, as you may well know, that has been predicting a massive population reduction in G7 countries, in America, Britain, Germany, places like this, of about half or more of our population by 2025, okay? So something, according to them, something massive is about to happen over the next few years.
At a limit, 2025.
It's quite dramatic, the drop to 15 million from 66, from nearly 70 million. Yeah, and this figure has to be achieved by 2025.
Well, Britain, I'd put it at 10 or 15 million, at a limit, 2025. The end, the problem is the human race.
The end, the problem is the human race.
I know that you responded to these allegations of mine.
That requires a degree of literacy, which I think the great British public doesn't necessarily have.
What do you mean by that?
I'm not going to get into that.
Well, that's quite a pejorative thing to say about the
They
great
couldn't
British
spell
public.
Pinocchio if they tried, I should have thought.
Why would you say that?
Okay, so again, this man here, who has married a alleged Satanist, yeah, Carrie Simmons, did Boris order a satanic ritual for his wife, yeah. That's about the size of it. You know, these people shouldn't be anywhere near any positions of power, never mind leading us. Okay, so, you know, even I know that you don't, I mean, this, if I was a child, a pure, innocent child, and the Prime Minister was sitting in front of me saying, you know, we should feed you, Mr. Animals, he expected the children to laugh, because he thinks that everybody's as sick as him and his dad. Because that's the kind of thing they laugh about in private. They're murdering people, just casual murder. It's like casual racism. It's casual murder. We've got casual genocide. We've got institutional casual genocide amongst the Oxford clique, amongst him and his dad and all those sort of people that want to save the planet. And they actually, it's incredibly sad, he says, that humans have dominated the planet, yeah? Incredibly sad, yeah? Because it's like the Chatham House, the Chatham House predictions for the future. They want to stick, well, I keep on saying it, they want to stick the poor people in sky barges in the air, and they just want to have the East End with otters running around, because it's pleasing for them. They much prefer bovines and otters than us. Yeah? They really do. And, again, this, the female teacher, you'll notice here, she picks up straight away that this is, you don't say, I mean, for a child, it must be a very disturbing thing to hear casual genocide coming from the Prime Minister, who thinks it's funny, side of her mouth. So, of course, Tanya's still here, this teacher here, she immediately chips in and says to the children here, oh, you know, I don't think we'll get many people to agree to that. Yeah, because otherwise it would just be murder, wouldn't it? So, you know, she actually picks up straight away on sort of childhood sensitivities, while this monster, you know, actually thinks that the children are going to laugh along with him. Again, these people, absolutely, they're absolutely sick in the head. They are really, really nasty, nasty, nasty people. Yeah, he's not your friend. He's a real scumbag. He really is. All of them are, including Whitty, who's urging people to go and kill their children right now. Yeah, I want you to be angry. I want you to be really as angry as I am. This really is. It's the rich who want to kill the poor. That's how you need to think of it. Stop thinking about long racial lines or anything else like that. It's very simple. Okay?
That some 40 years prior to 9/11, the cabal of secret Nazis who killed Kennedy were making serious preparations for terrorist attacks upon their European allies and even upon their own country. In the 9/11 news footage, it is abundantly clear that the interviewees are actually paid actors, speaking lines which have been written for them.
I feel like I was in a movie.
This is exactly the same situation as in the men who killed Kennedy. And because these are people who are being expected to perform, they tend to overdo it. It is perfectly clear that the 9/11 street people are trying much too hard to convince their audience.
Approximately several minutes after the first plane had hit, I saw this plane come out of nowhere and just ream right into the side of the Twin Tower, exploding through the other side. And then I witnessed both towers collapse, one first and then the second, mostly due to structural failure because the fire was just too intense.
9/11 was, in reality, just another CIA special effects movie production. And it really has become the Kennedy assassination's long-lost twin, because witnesses who know the truth of what really happened are all being murdered. This didn't stop some people from immediately pointing out that the London Tube bombings were a hoax. The alleged terrorists couldn't have ridden into London on a train which was cancelled. And seasoned researchers are now becoming quite surprised at how sloppy and obvious these alleged terrorist acts are becoming. Any detective would instantly realize the Woolwich terror incident was a joke. We were shown pictures of a supposedly decapitated man lying prone on the street. If that were true, he should be lying in a puddle of his own blood, and the alleged attacker would be soaked in blood all over his front from arterial spray. All terrorism is fake. It is military deception practiced by the rich upon the poor in an ongoing class war. And the most important weapon at their disposal in this class war are television presenters. The BBC has actually become the Ministry of Truth from Orwell's 1984. Everyone working for the BBC today is a whore of the ruling class and a traitor to our way of life, because it is very hard to believe they are all unwitting accomplices in this class war. When we remember that it was some of the BBC's own journalists who revealed that the 9/11 hijackers were all alive, it's hard to accept that their news presenter colleagues haven't figured out the totalitarian nature of what people like Jane Stanley, who reported the collapse of World Trade Center 7 20 minutes before it came down, are really up to. And yet still they go on giving us reassuring smiles while telling lies on behalf of the ruling class. And the lesson we need to learn from all of this is that everything in our lives is and always has been a rich man's trick.
Your own people, your own upper classes, the Oxford classes, think you are going, think you are undermaging, think you are not worthy to live or breed or give babies or have babies.
at a limit 2025,